Now, sight loss means different things to different people, but for those living with it, it can pose some major challenges. Rashid Khan lives with the condition retinitis pigmentosa and has found his own way to face challenges with confidence. And Rashid joins me now. Hi, Rashid.
Hi, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks, Rashid. Now, sport and physical training and nutrition, these were three big things that you got involved with, haven't you, over the years?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, what drew you into that?
Well, I've always been a keen fitness fanatic as a child. I used to love participating in different sporting activities. But, you know, as I became older and my sight became worse, obviously I found it a bit difficult to carry on participating in, you know, the mainstream aspects of it until I came across, like, visually impaired cricket and more recently goal ball. And it just basically, from there, just spiralled on. I went to college and recently became qualified, fully qualified level 3 personal trainer.
Which is quite an accomplishment, though, because that means you can actually go out to train people, can't you?
Yeah, basically. I'm fully qualified, I'm fully insured, and basically I have my own visually impaired friendly equipment for partially sighted people. It's like, you know, colour coordinated bright primary colours. And for fully blind people, I've got like tactile stickers, and with the combination of me obviously instructing them, because obviously I've got some sight, I could basically instruct them without any issues. Obviously I can, with my level 3, I can visit clients in their own homes, the comfort of their own homes, if so be. And I could basically, I could even train them outside in, for example, in a nice, bright environment in the park or something like that. Obviously, given all the health and safety checks and whatnot have been undertaken.
So, but, yeah. Over the years, what would you say have been your bigger challenges then, would you think?
Well, basically, just trying to get, just accompany your day-to-day tasks, really. Just trying to get around your daily business.
I mean, when you were diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, were you quite young when that happened?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So, like I said, it progresses, deteriorates with age. So, as I was younger, I was just labelled as being dopey, really. You know, clumsy and dopey. And obviously, the school that I went to, I actually went to university as well, but they didn't know anything about my condition. I mean, it was just a little bit, I've got no ill will against anyone, it's just I think at that time it was just a bit of lack of education on, you know, their part. So I was just labelled, I was trying to explain myself, you know, but I was just labelled a little bit clumsy and stuff like that. And I still tried my best. I did get qualified at whatever I was doing at that time, but I just struggled a lot with me vision.
Do you think people make assumptions about what you can and can't do?
Well, yeah, I think that's a big one, yeah. People, like, label you, you know, you can't do much. And even now, it's people, you tell people what you've done, and they think, oh, I don't think you'll be a good PT, or you'll be good, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm passionate about what I do. I'm a strong believer in keeping fit and healthy. It's beneficial for anyone, whether you've got any disabilities or not. I mean, I've been doing boxing training for over a year now, one-to-one, twice a week minimum, sometimes 3 times a week. Approximately 3 months ago, I started doing track running sessions with the help of a guide runner, which I absolutely love that as well. And it all goes towards my physical and mental well-being, but just general overall happiness.
I know that with myself, and I think it does go with visual impairment and blindness, that sometimes it's not so much the physical challenge at some points, it's the mental challenge, isn't it, of actually thinking, I've got to get up this morning, I've got to get out there, I've got to do this. And the exercise, I've always found, when I used to cycle a lot, and it always made me feel much better mentally.
Well, that's definitely the thing. That's what I'm trying to say, because obviously we all know about these things. You know, a lot of endorphins are released when you're exercising and things like that. Any kind of physical activity will release endorphins. But yeah, I mean, I find that different kind of exercises, you know, kind of hit different kind of things in your brain, if you know what I mean. Like, hence the, you know, the phrase when you say runner's high, you know, that kind of feeling, they say, is supposed to be a lot different to any other kind of exercise, any other kind of sport you do. And I actually love, I've started a few months ago, track sessions. I love it.
I think it's amazing what you've accomplished so far, Rashid. Yeah. I know it's not the most easiest thing talking live on the radio. I know that, but I appreciate you chatting about this because you've had your own challenges. But you would like to build up a service where you're quite happy to, as you've mentioned, go out and visit people to do some training with them.
Yeah, I'm happy to help out anyone. I mean, I offer my services free of charge. I'd like to pay something back to the community. So you know, anybody needs any advice, whether it would be nutrition, any physical help, I'm also qualified emergency first aider. I did that kind of hand in hand. I thought it went well with my personal training course qualification, so I'm qualified, like I said, qualified there as well. So I just want to try and inspire people. I mean, I know what it's like. Some, you know, people can get down, and especially this time of year, sometimes you find yourself being a bit down. You don't feel motivated, and I just like to help people. You know, if anyone is interested in any kind of sport, help, obviously free of charge.
So you're in the Manchester area, aren't you?
That's correct, Manchester area. Yeah.
Yeah. So, how do people get in touch with you if they're interested then?
I can give you my email address, if that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would be Rashid K, so RashidK at hotmail.co.uk.
And people can get in touch that way and make some inquiries?
Yeah, that's correct. And then obviously we could take things further.
The thing is, when those of us with a visual impairment are doing things sometimes, we have to find our way of making it work, don't we?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's right.
Well, Rashid, I do appreciate you taking the time to speak with us, and I wish you all the best with your plans. And what to do is come back and have a chat with me in a little while. We'll see how you're getting on, and the boxing. I'm really impressed with the boxing, by the way. That would terrify me.
The boxing training, yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to take that any further?
Yeah, well, I don't have any plans to stop training. I mean, I love it. See what I do, see what happens.
Rashid Khan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Take care.